15 minutes.
Keeping you informed when it matters. BBC Essex Travel. This is BBC Essex.
I'm Jodie Halford from Your Essex. Every weekday evening on the show, we focus on a different area in Essex and meet the people that make it tick. The community we've chosen also pick the music. Tonight, we're focusing on Bocking.
Hi, my name's Dawn Martin, and I would like Dire Straits, Money for Nothing.
Ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Your Essex with Jodie Halford.
Tonight from 7 on BBC Essex. And, of course, you will be able to hear the result of Jeremy Corbyn's motion of no confidence in the government live here on BBC Essex at around 7 tonight with Jodie. So she will be fully across that. Everything you need to know, 7 till 10, live with Jodie, Your Essex on BBC Essex.
Now, one thing that's certain in marriage, and I think I can speak for both of us and our partners in our lives, is we are going to have the odd bicker and arguments.
Yep, most certainly.
Also happens in radio marriages as well.
Oh, yeah.
Is there something that your partner does that really gets on your nerves? Perhaps they leave the carton of milk still in the fridge when it's empty, muddy shoes on the carpet, those sort of things that cause the minor
Seeing
squabbles.
Seeing the laundry bin, putting the dirty laundry next to the laundry bin. What is that?
Floor drobe.
Put it in the laundry bin.
It's a floor drobe for stuff that isn't fully dirty,
but
isn't
dirty.
Totally clean.
You see, look, we've started
It's still
already.
Got a bit of wear in it.
No, goes on the floor. No. But if it's dirty, put it in the laundry bin, next to it.
No, floor drobe. we're having a disagreement right now. Pope Francis says a squabble between spouses is actually quite healthy as long as it isn't in front of the children.
Now, I'm sure this will come as a surprise, but we don't see eye to eye on this one. Me and my other half have disagreements behind smiles so the kids can't tell. So sometimes Mr. W and I like a bit of a bicker. We do like a bit of a bicker, but we try and say it in a smiley way because we don't want to make it sound like we're having a disagreement.
If
the children are witnessing this.
We have a disagreement in full view, but then it gets it gets resolved. So our children, when they grow up, will have disputes with people, and at least they see mum and dad resolve it. So I haven't got a problem with it.
Yeah, I think as well, if you're quite spirited, you're, you know, not backwards and coming forwards. It's just your personality, isn't it? It's the way you are. What about you? 0800 111 40 41. What have you had to do with regards to this? Kate Tunstall blogs at The Less Refined Mind. She's going to talk to us now with her husband, Dan. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning. So, Kate, tell us your strategy for this. Do you have a bit of a row with Dan now and again?
A row is a bit strong. I don't think we very often row, but yeah, of course we do have disagreements. I would say that there is nothing wrong in having a disagreement in front of the children so long as it remains respectful. I wouldn't say we have a specific strategy, but I do like to think we have a good marriage, and therefore it is rare that it would descend beyond something that is suitable for the children to see.
Yeah, so you've never had an escalating, or you know, the rows that kind of just stick around and don't get finished, especially when you're in a busy household. You've never escalated it beyond then.
So if ever it does begin to escalate, then we would mutually agree that it needs to be moved to another time.
Schedule it in.
Reschedule.
We'll reschedule that row at another moment. How are you feeling about this, Dan?
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with Pope Francis entirely. I think it's our job to teach our kids how to live their lives, not hide them from the realities of it, perhaps simplify it, but not present a false picture.
Why do you think your children should see you both sort of having a little bicker at each other?
Well, disagreements are a part of life. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a really great opportunity to teach a valuable life skill. It's so important that our children are able to effectively communicate and resolve conflict appropriately. It's an essential tool for building successful relationships. And as Dan said, it's our job to teach that. And I personally, I think modelling desirable behaviours is the best way to teach.
What's the thing that you and Dan have a little bit of a Barney about now and again?
Oh.
Dare I ask?
Did you want a Barney on the radio?
Oh, we do it every day, me and Ben. What's the one thing that you sometimes have a little tiff about?
It's normally me leaving things out that shouldn't be left out, or being generally a bit of a slob, I suppose, is probably the normal issue.
Yeah, the gym bag, I think. That's probably the thing that most frustrates me, is the gym bag has no real home.
Yeah.
But we'll schedule it later.
Yeah.
Pencil that row in to be resolved later on tonight.
Thank you, Kate Tunstall and her husband, Dan. Enjoyed that. Yeah, so there is quite often in households, there is a thing that causes arguments.
It is mostly, and I find, again, Mr. W Knight, it's never anything really serious. It's just bickering. But I think, especially when you have children, and especially when the children are quite dependent on you because of their ages, you find yourself in this sort of whirlwind. Sometimes your house is just chaotic, isn't it? Because you've got one of the children having a temper tantrum or crying about something. Another one saying, well, I need some help with this and I need it right now because I can't wait. And they're little and they don't understand. And you get yourself like, oh, when I'm in the middle of trying to cook dinner and...
That's
how it kind of escalates into a bit of a bickering situation between mummy and daddy. That's for me anyway.
Take that household for me and add a puppy into the mix, which we've recently done, and that's where we're at, even busier.